Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Welcome back to Chasing Courage. Listen, I recorded this episode about 3 weeks ago. Right now, it is January 5th of 2023. But when I recorded this episode, although I did have full intentions of getting it out into the world ASAP because I am so freaking excited, I also was realistic and present in the fact that we had Christmas and then New Year's, and between the two holidays, I was sick. So I just wanted to give a preference as to a lot of times throughout this episode, I might mention heading into 2023, or I mention it being the middle of December and things like that. And so I just wanted to call awareness to the fact that this episode was recorded about 3 weeks prior to present day. And one more thing that I just want to tie up with a bow before we head into the actual episode itself is how incredibly excited I am and how in alignment it feels with me, myself, my body, my mission to be back in the space of talking about mental health, motherhood, and personal growth. And while still being very much an advocate for women entrepreneurs and creating your own small business, etc., I am just so excited to take this leap, take this U-turn, I guess you could call it, back into what I'm just truly passionate about and a focus in being providing impact over income. So without further ado, let's go into the first revamp episode of Chasing Courage. Well, hello, and welcome back to Chasing Courage. I honestly don't know if I was ever sure that I would say that again. While in the back of my mind and in my gut, I always really, really wanted to be able to continue the work that this podcast has always been about, and that being heavily on mental health and personal development for females. However, for the past year now, I have been pouring into a podcast and a business, Confetti Worthy Media and Confetti Worthy Women. And if you are somebody who is coming to Chasing Courage because you listened to my other podcast, Confetti Worthy Women, thank you so much. If you are an OG Chasing Courage listener and you are here and ready for this comeback, I thank you as well. And I am so excited. I think that a lot of this has transpired from specifically just the last couple of days. And if we're referencing the day and time that I am recording this, it is December 16th, 2022. And what has happened in real time in our world is a very well-known and beloved dancer, the Ellen DJ Twitch, Steven Sir Twitchalot, has passed, and he passed from what shocked and shook all of us, and that being suicide. Somebody who literally spent their life being kind, spreading kindness, spreading joy, had just the most contagious smile and made you feel alive and happy when you witnessed him and when you watched him in action. And to know that somebody like that was suffering behind the scenes, behind closed doors, in a way that in a, you know, a pure moment of pain and confusion, the belief there was that the only way to make the pain and the confusion stop was to leave this earth. And I know that feeling. I truly, truly know that feeling. And I am incredibly, I was going to say I was incredibly shocked with how much his death affected me and is continuing to affect me. However, I was listening to a podcast with Mel Robbins just earlier this morning, and she said something that made me feel so comforted. And that was, you did not need to know Twitch personally to be affected by his death personally. And that gave me so much comfort and made me feel so seen, because I think anybody who has personally struggled with mental health, anxiety, depression, bipolar, anything like that, or has a loved one who has dealt with those things or possibly lost somebody that they know, love, and care about to suicide, you can understand how it would affect you, even though you may have never met this man in real life. And I say all of that to say that just the passion that I have for talking about mental health and personal development and just people bettering themselves is so, it's something that has never gone away. But I think that what happened in the last year when I started my business was that, if I'm being very honest, there was a priority of income over impact. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to make money, right? There's a saying that says, when good people make good money, great things happen. And I fully believe in that. But I think that I have been a little focused, and it's honestly part of some of the struggles that I've had in my first year of entrepreneurship, of being too focused on bringing in income and the business side of things, rather than literally just helping people and making an impact and not worrying so much about the money coming in to pay the bills. Another factor that has made me be able to kind of step back and breathe a little bit is that earlier this month, in the month of December, I actually decided to take back on a part-time job where I am technically a contractor or a 1099 freelancer for another entrepreneur. Now, this still feels really good to me, to where I can still say, I am a small business owner. I have confetti-worthy media, but I also am a social media manager for this awesome online entrepreneur. And what that's done for me is taken some of the weight of entrepreneurship and owning a business off of my shoulders. And it has given me just the peace of mind and the serenity of knowing that if I work a certain number of hours, a certain amount of dollars is going to come in the bank account, and I don't have to focus so much on dollar signs, and I can focus a little bit more on just strictly what I'm passionate about and helping people and making people smile and feel good. So that's, you know, and then I've was asked by a couple people, because I put up in my Instagram stories, I polled people and said, you know, do you want Chasing Courage to come back, or do you love Confetti Worthy Women more? And a couple people had asked me, you know, well, would you do both, or could you do both? And in my perfect world, in my perfect scenario, I do have this one silo of me and my business that is mental health and personal development focused. And then I have this other side of me that is all about entrepreneurship and business and marketing tips and sharing other people's entrepreneurial success. And I would love to be able to do both of those things, but I just don't think with the capacity of my life and my business right now that doing something like that on the side is possible to kind of double dip. So with that being said, I don't quite frankly know what the answer is, but I do know that for now I'm going to start making this podcast, Chasing Courage, more of a priority. And then depending on what happens and the feedback that I get from Confetti Worthy Women, whether that be stopping it, pausing it, you know, and as much as this might sound bad, just not being as consistent with it, and seeing just what unfolds for me there. So with all of that kind of housekeeping and a little bit of storytelling, I want to dive into today's topic that I want to really dive into you with. And that are three tips to help you create a new beginning in your new year. As I had mentioned, it is December 16th when I'm recording this, and we are just 2 weeks away from closing out 2022 and bringing in 2023. And I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more excited that I get for a new year, a fresh start. But also, the more educated I get, the more mature I get, the more I dive into personal development, I also realize that you don't need a new year to have a new beginning or a fresh start, because every day is a new chance. Every week is a new chance. Every time we flip that calendar to the next month, that's a new chance and a new opportunity for a new beginning. However, there are three things that we have to do to actually make these changes and allow new beginnings to come into our lives, or otherwise we are going to keep repeating the same cycle over and over again. These three things are: number one, we need to quit playing the victim. Number two, we need to quit making excuses. And number three, we need to set some boundaries. All right, so I'm going to let you sit with that for a little bit. We're going to dive into each one of them on their own and kind of deep dive and talk about what these look like in your life as we close out this year and go into next year, or even as we close out this week and you go into next week. Again, I don't want the focus to necessarily be on these are things that I can do every 12 months, because these are things that literally you can make the decision at any moment to stop, right? To stop the cycle. And once you have decided and the cycle will stop. Sugarcoat things, and we're afraid to tell people like it is, and said, listen, if you're second string and you're sitting on the bench, there's no way you're going to score a touchdown. You need to be on the field and you need to be playing in order to make that thing happen. And if we think we're going to start here really with quit making excuses. Because another kind of weird sports analogy that came to me was, you think about football and how there's like the passing game and the running game. And it's like there keeps being an interception because you keep doing the passing game, right? Like you're passing to your teammates, you're passing this, you're passing that. And you're sitting there and you're like, I don't understand why I just am not making progress. Why am I not moving down the field? Well, the thing is, because you keep doing the same thing over and over, you keep making the same types of plays over and over, and the other team has figured it out. They have figured it out, and you need to switch it up and you need to quit throwing the ball and maybe run the ball, and then you will be able to see some success. Like, you can't just sit there and be like, oh, but this, oh, but that, oh, but I, every time I try to, you know, lose some weight, it works for a week and then I go back into this. It's because you keep throwing the ball. Stop throwing the ball. You need to run. You need to run with the ball. I hope that this makes sense. It makes sense in my mind. Another thing is blame, you know, with the excuses. It's, you know, it's this, it's that, it's I was fired from my job because of my mental health, or because of my ADHD, or because my boss has it out for me. Again, really kind of going with number one and two here, like, you are just making excuses and you are in victim mode. And maybe it's actually because the type of person that you are and the type of work that you are supposed to do is not what you're currently doing and not what you're set up for. Maybe, in fact, there are, and this is a fact, there are tons and tons of people who are wired like you are, who have the conditions that you do, who have the learning disabilities that you do, that are succeeding and thriving in the world. And that's because they're not sitting there playing the victim and saying, oh, but my boss has it out for me. Oh, but I have ADHD, so I just can't do well in this. You're probably just in the wrong company or the wrong industry, and you need to change things. Maybe you need to throw the ball instead of passing the ball. You know, and I think the other thing too is when it comes to like just allowing yourself to understand that there is a difference between being an actual victim and just having a victim mentality, right? Like, if we think about somebody who, this is just what's coming to my mind, a car accident, and somebody is involved in a hit and run car accident. The person who is in the vehicle that is hit and did absolutely nothing wrong, nothing to cause the accident, nothing to cause the car to get, cause the car to be in the accident, cause themselves to get hurt, etc. That is actually a victim, right? Whereas somebody who is just constantly saying, oh, but you know, I can't really succeed in my job, or I just can't really succeed in relationships because I didn't have that example from my parents. That's a story that you're telling yourself, and a story that you would get the chance to rewrite if you would step out of victim mode. Someone who has been harmed or injured, and this can be mentally or physically, right? That is what a victim is. And I am 100% not saying or dismissing that you may have been harmed or injured by the way that your boss treated you, by the neglect from your parents growing up. But there comes a point where we have to reparent ourselves and rewrite our stories to say, I'm not going to live there anymore. I am not going to be the victim anymore. I am going to be the hero or the heroine of my own story. Until you make that decision, you will continue. And what always, I mean, the victim, also when we think about like a movie or something, the victim is the person who is seen as weak, and they lose, and they're small, and blah, blah, blah. Do you want to be seen as weak, as small? Do you just want all the sympathy? Do you want all the handouts? Or do you want to know that, yes, I had these super hard things happen to me growing up. I have had a hell of a time in my career and finding the right type of job. Or I have just had the hardest time when it comes to relationships and my love life. However, I'm going to do everything that I can so that someday when I am in that perfect job, that perfect relationship, have that family that I have always longed for, I will know that it was not something that was just given to me as a handout, but something that I earned and worked for. You cannot go into next week, next month, next year, and say that you are going to do X if you haven't addressed why you keep doing XYZ. Or another way to say this, because that probably wasn't very clear, you cannot go into next week, next month, next year expecting something different to happen when you keep doing the same things over and over again. And I know that it is hard because habits are a real thing. It can be just as hard to break an old bad habit as it is to start a new good one. I truly, truly get it. There are many, many things in my life that I still actively want to change, want to do differently, etc. But I also know that if I continue to do, and I don't know what that thing is for you, right? Maybe it's you are just waiting for the handout, or you're waiting to someday win the lottery or get an inheritance. But what if you just stopped leaning on that handout or the anticipation and desire for that handout, and really just said, no, you know what? I'm gonna work two jobs, and I'm gonna do everything that I can to financially set myself and those who I leave behind with a comfortable financial situation. Because how is it working out for you? I don't think, and here's the thing about like luck too. You know, you think of the people who do win the lottery, or people who have somebody in their family pass away and they get money and you say, oh my gosh, they're so lucky. Are they? Is, while that very well might be considered luck, it also could, just toy with this with me, it could be the idea that maybe they have been through so much struggle and they're working their ass off to make a better life for themselves, their children, whomever. So much so that the universe, God, whatever you believe in, sees that work and then is rewarding them for that favor. Or in another sense, it could be like that. That's just part of their plan. Like, it's so hard for me to I'm sure that there's people out there that like pray to win the lottery. I'm sorry, but I don't think, and for me, you know, if you've been around here or follow me on social media, I'm somebody who is a follower. I believe in God. I don't believe that you pray to win the lottery and then God lets you win the lottery. I just don't think that's how he works. I don't. I don't think that you get to call off once a week, every single week from work and still have your bosses or your job praise you and just think that you're the best employee ever. It's not how it works. I don't think that you get to be silent about things, not speak up for the things that you want and you need, and just have them happen. Sometimes, an example that's coming to me, sometimes if you want your husband to do the dishes, you actually have to just ask him to do the dishes. Like, am I right or am I right? The last thing then, the last tip that I wanted to talk about, because I really just kind of weaved the quit making excuses and quit being a victim, I kind of tied those into one, is the set some boundaries. And here's the key, here's the kicker with the boundaries. You might not need to set better boundaries with other people. You might need to set better boundaries with yourself. I had a call with one of my friends earlier this year. Gosh, it was probably more than 6 months ago at this point. And I was talking to her about my own struggle with boundaries. And she said to me, and I don't know if I will ever forget this, she said to me, "How can you expect to keep boundaries with other people when you don't even keep them with yourself?" Another way to think about this would be, how can you expect to keep promises that you make to other people or that they make to you when you don't keep your promises to yourself? And man, did that sting to hear that, but it's the truth. And maybe it's your truth too. Maybe your boundary is that you need to say to your mom, your stepmother, your bonus mom, "You know what? I actually really would appreciate it if you don't text me every single morning before 7 a.m. or something like that." Maybe you need to say to your in-laws or to the daycare provider, "Listen, we're having an issue with my daughter or son not being, having their diaper changed frequently enough." I don't know, that's just what I'm thinking of. "And so I really need you to be proactive and check their diaper every 1 to 2 hours so that way we're not continuing to have multiple rashes." Set that boundary, set that standard. This also could look like you tell yourself that you're going to wake up at 5 a.m. to do whatever, to do your journaling, to read, to exercise. And you continuously, when the alarm goes up at 5 o'clock, and listen, I am talking to myself right now just as much as I might be talking to you. The alarm goes off and you do not get up, despite the fact that you did actually sleep good and had a good night's sleep. Now there's different, again, we can make these quote unquote excuses for, "Oh yeah, I know last night I said I was going to get up and work out, or I was going to get up and work on some social media content, but then my dog or my son or daughter was actually up for a couple hours throughout the night sick." Great. That's not like the excuses. This is not making up excuse. That's a real life circumstance that affected the action that you were going to take. That's not an excuse. An excuse would be, "I just was really comfortable in my bed," or, "No, I'm not going to get up at 5 and work out because I'm going to do it later at 2, when you know just as much as I do that you're not going to do that afternoon workout. So I really want you to ask yourself, as we close out this year, as we close out 2022 and we head into 2023, and really, if you're somebody who journals, take some time to journal about this. If you're somebody who just needs to like verbally process, just talk to yourself in your notes section in your phone. And I want you to ask these things. As I head into this new year, and again, let's not have it so much on like new year, new me, but as you focus on who you want to be tomorrow, do you need to set better boundaries with yourself and or with others? If it's with others, let's be specific. Who in your life might you need to have a conversation with, and what does that conversation sound like or look like? What area of your life do you need to stop making excuses? Is it with your health? Is it with what you're eating, what you're drinking? And in what area of your life, if at all, do you need to stop playing the victim? Is it time for you to break those generational curses, those generational habits, and say, "I'm not going to let the fact that my mom or my dad or my sister or whomever has XY mental health disease, and so therefore I'm never going to be able to blah, blah, blah. Or in my family, we just work blue collar jobs. We don't have white collar jobs. So that's just who I am. That's just what's set up for me. I'm not going to deserve or have anything better in my life. If you don't believe you're going to have better, you are definitely not going to ever have better. I will tell you that. I don't really know any way to tie this all up in a bow. And I hope that everything that I said was received with love and compassion and with fire, right? Compassion and passion, because I am super passionate about making these changes in my own life as well as yours. I would love to hear what you thought about this episode, which of these three tips really resonates with you, or maybe a tip that somebody in your life really needs to get a hold of and a handle of in the new year. And I would also just absolutely love to hear more of the type of content that you would like to hear on the Chasing Courage podcast, all surrounded on the topics of mental health and or personal development. Thank you so much for being here, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon. Come over and chat with me on Instagram at Courtney_Winzicki, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for choosing to press play on another episode of the Chasing Courage podcast. I am seriously so thankful for you. If this episode or the topic that we talked about resonated with you or someone that you might know, please feel free to send it to them and or share it to your stories on social media. If you share, be sure to tag me at Courtney_Winzicki on Instagram so I can personally thank you for spreading this message of courage, mental health, and motherhood. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. I hope you have a great rest of your day.